2. At the Adams Cemetery.
Oh, Morticia! Where are you, Morticia? You are like a werewolf's howl in the middle of the night that makes children cry and their parents shiver. You are like a half-opened coffin in an abandoned morgue. You are like a vampire who quenches his thirst, drinking the blood of the innocent.
Gomez, my love, I am here in the cemetery. Oh, Gomez, moi poison.
My beloved Morticia, every minute without you is like a whole night without a moon.
Deliciously grim. Absolutely grim.
Our son has a new axe. I hope he knows how to use it properly and proves what a great executioner he is.
And our daughter?
What daughter? Ah, yes, Wednesday. She wants an axe too? I thought she was happy with her guillotine.
Soon she'll be 13. Her time has come. Her time to finally become part of the family.
So what? She'll be one of us. She won't drink the poison.
Are you sure? All her ancestors will be coming from beyond. The dead and those who still haven't decided if they are or not. And they'll sing happy birthday to her.
Are you afraid they'll forget how to sing it?
No, I want it to be truly terrifying.
Do you think we should teach the song to our cemetery friends and family? The oldest, most medieval ones may not know it.
Yes, they don't know how to act, so we'll have to teach them how to howl and shriek happy birthday properly. Do you think they'll know how to?
Try it.
Oh, ancestral spirits! Morticia Adams summons you to my present to ask a favor.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Wednesday Adams. Happy birthday to you.
Grim, absolutely grim.
Terrible, the worst I've ever heard.
With so many good singers, it's obvious that Wednesday will want to be an Adams forever. I'm certain of it. I hope they sing right into her ear.
They will, surely.